I am excited to introduce you to Howl FM. It's the best and most convenient way to listen to all the episodes of OMFG. On the web at howl.fm and on the go with the Howl app, stream and download all the OMFG episodes that have been released for the past 6 months. Go beyond the audio and behind the scenes with photos, commentaries, and more. Go further by upgrading to Howl Premium for only $4.99 a month. Get exclusive access to the entire OMFG archive and to all the Earwolf and Wolfpop archives. This includes all episodes older than 6 months, all remastered with no ads. Only with Howl Premium, listen to hundreds of hours of WTF with Marc Maron archives, hear classic interviews with Robin Williams, Louis C.K., and more. Howl has also partnered with some of your favorite hosts and comedians to develop Howl Originals, brand new shows available only with Howl Premium. Check out the great news stories from Lauren Lapkus and the AV Club right now. Already 10 brand new hilarious Howl Originals, and we are adding new shows every single week. Get access to all of this exclusive content both on your phone and on your desktop with Howl Premium for only $4.99 per month. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial. Just go to howl.fm and enter the code OMFG at checkout. Remember, you can use Howl on your phone or your computer, but you can only use my promo code on howl.fm, the website. So go to howl.fm, that's H-O-W-L.fm, and use the promo code OMFG for 1 month free trial of Howl Premium.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Refiel.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. Too.
So Deanna, hello.
Hams.
Welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Today on the podcast, we have Jordan Jones joining us. I don't know if you know Jordan Jones, but she is a YouTube phenom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
This just in. YouTube phenom.
I did Google her earlier.
Yeah,
full disclosure.
So. I thought so.
And cute as a button.
Whew.
Pretty. Little blondie.
Yeah, real
little
pretty.
Little teeny tiny girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's young.
Mm-hmm.
She's 15?
15.
Yeah. So we have, I like when we have like a youthy youth and.
It's everything.
You know?
It's so funny because, you know, if you say 15, it sounds really young.
Mm-hmm.
But then I always, you know, when you're watching these videos, you're like, how is this person only 15?
I know.
I mean, she has a very youthful look, but it's like there's so much talent in that little human.
Right.
You know?
But 15 is young. I mean, but then again, I thought I was grown at 15, ish.
Yeah,
ish.
You get that attitude know, about you.
You start to anything. Think who you are at 15,
for sure. So, follow us at OMFG Pod. Thank you guys always for listening. We're so excited. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can leave us a comment.
Tell a friend. Why are you keeping this show to yourself? Let them know how great it is and how much you're learning. We're going to bring this youth in and we're going to freaking learn.
Let's learn whatever she's got for us.
Let's get our answers. Jordan.
OMFG.
Jordan Jones, welcome to OMFG.
Hi.
Hi, Jordan.
Tell us how old you are.
I'm 15 years old.
Wow. And you are a dancer, rapper, extraordinaire.
Yeah.
On the YouTubes.
Yep, I guess. So you can say, right?
That's great. How did you start this journey as a dancer slash rapper?
My mom had owned dance studios. And so, I don't know, I kind of just like got right in there. And did it. I really cannot remember. But when I moved out to LA, I did more singing and everything. I was in a girl group called 5LPs.
Is 5LPs Five Little People?
Five Little Princesses.
Oh.
Yes.
Very cute.
That's adorable.
Yeah, and I was also on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition.
Oh my gosh, because that was my next question for
really?
You. Yeah. about cool. Dance Moms, just what you think of it.
Well, then we can just slide into that question, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've always wanted to be on that show years ago when it was first starting. But then now I'm just rather be doing the singing and more performances and stuff instead of just being a TV star. I'd rather be doing more things than that.
So what is the Abby's dance competition? Is that what you said? Is that different from Dance Moms?
Yeah, it's the same girl, Abby Lee. Yeah. She's the lead coach, dancer, whatever. But the only really difference is that we're kind of competing with everybody instead of being on a team and competing. And then people will get kicked off every week. And so I made it to top five and then I got kicked off. And yeah, I mean, I wish I would do that again because I've gotten better since. But that experience was totally amazing and fun.
Nice. So you rolled in here today on your glider,
yeah.
As you call it. We've called it footboard, sideboard, skateboardy thingy.
Yeah.
anything we can think of. You have come to us with this t-shirt that says, dress like Coco, live like Jackie, act like Audrey, and laugh like Lucy.
Yeah.
Do you know who any of those people are?
I obviously know who... Okay, I did not know who Lucy and Jackie were until I got this shirt, but Coco Chanel, obviously, and Audrey Hepburn, because they're amazing, and I love them, obviously.
Okay, cool.
So, but now I know. I mean, roughly, not really.
A rough estimate of who these folk are.
Yeah.
So Coco and Audrey stand the test of time,
right.
I think we've just learned.
Which is great.
Yeah.
God bless. They deserve to be there.
I feel a little bad for Lucy, because I feel like she also really deserves to be there, but we'll get there.
Yeah, I mean, she was the first lady of comedy and television, and she had red hair. Does that strike a...
No.
No.
You should, but is Nick at Night still a thing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think replays, but not new shows, or am I wrong? I don't really watch TV anymore. I just watch Netflix or YouTube.
Wait, I have a quick question about Abby and that experience.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to just circle back for 1 second.
It's okay.
So did she, was it as screamy as it seems on television?
Well, she has a character and she has that name, Abby Lee Miller, that's strict, of course. But on camera, she has to play her part and she has to tell people this and tell people that because those girls that she trains and on that show, those people are so good because she's really hard on them because you need, someone to push you so that you can be amazing. But off camera, she's really nice and sweet and cares about people. But it's sad that people don't really get to see that. They see more of her, rough side and tough side.
So she didn't yell at you?
I really never got yelled at. Except for, one of my sickle feet or something, but I fixed that the end.
Oh my
sickled
God.
Feet?
Everyone on the show has sickle feet.
What's sickle feet? What that's sounds like a terrible
so
disease.
So when you point your feet, it's supposed to be like this, but sometimes it's a little turned in to where it's sickled.
Oh my
She calls them sickled biscuits.
Yeah.
Sickle biscuits? That sounds so southern.
Every show.
Sickle feet!
She's just all over that. That's her number
one
thing.
Is that a dance term or is that an Abby Lee Miller term?
It's a
dance term. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you like the girl the girl who came out with the Sia dance?
Maddie?
What do you think?
She's really sweet. I've only seen her a couple times because passing at events or red carpets or something. But I know that she's really sweet and she definitely deserves everything she's getting because she's definitely really amazing.
She's got amazing moves, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just checking.
So we did our research on you.
And stalked me.
We saw, it's very easy to do. Everyone should do it. Just Google Jordan Jones.
Every
and
time I follow someone on Instagram,
everywhere.
I secretly stalk them.
Yeah.
Or Twitter.
Do a full investigation, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like anything because it's just obvious, you know?
Right. Keep it on the low.
I don't favorite their tweets from way back. I mean, I favorite them recently.
You have some dignity. You're not going 4 months back and
No, but I will go 4 months back and not like.
That's low-key stalking.
That is low-key. Good girl.
Very low-key. So I saw your video dapping.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us what this means?
Yeah, it means a mixture of dancing and snapping. So, like...
And when you say snapping, do you just mean, like, snapping your fingers?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, like, the whole dance, I'm, like, dancing and snapping.
I noticed, yeah.
So, we just combined that, and those two words combined it are dapping.
Dapping.
Did I explain that right?
And are you, like, just because you have such a presence online, do you feel like, is there... If dapping took off as a phrase... Mm-hmm. Would that delight you? Is that the goal of making a word like dappin' that you want it to kind of be like everywhere?
Yeah, that was like kind of like the goal because we could have named it like break it down or do work or I'm dancing and I'm snapping. But we just thought it was cool just to do something like that. That word is kind of already a thing because it means like when people do like that.
Dap.
Oh.
I think it's this. Is it this? Or is it like...
Like it's a pound situation.
Like
it's
a doing it myself because I'm a loner, you know?
Yeah. It's hard to dap yourself. I've always said that.
You have always said that.
I've always said that. It's very difficult to
dap yourself.
That's
one thing you always say.
Say it every day.
If I were to say to you, are you trying to make fetch happen? Does that resonate? No. Okay. Okay. What makes someone a Swiftie?
Taylor Swift. Swiftie.
Is that a thing? Is that like is Swiftie a thing or is she Swiftie or can one be Swiftie? Are you Swiftie?
Well, her fans, her little fandom is Swifties. So therefore, I am a Swiftie because I'm a hardcore Taylor Swift fan. I went to her concert and that was the best thing ever.
What's so great about her?
I mean, everything from her videos, her songs, her writing, her stories. I don't know everything about her.
She does seem really nice, I have to say.
Yeah.
Like, she seems like a good role model for a 15-year-old or a 19-year-old or a 3-year-old. It seems like she's solid, hardworking, positive image.
Definitely, yeah. She's definitely one of my role models and inspirations.
Any other role models?
Meghan Trainor.
Because you're all about the bass.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, totally all about the bass.
My sister, Lauren... She hears that song and like she loses her mind with All About the Bass. Like she will break out some dance moves that I've like
same.
You feel like the youth it comes on and you're like dapping all around town and
I mean any song I can dance to. Literally if it's like All of Me, like the slow songs, or like All About That Bass, I would just like dance with all my friends.
Yeah.
I cannot listen to a song and just sit there. That's,
yeah, I was going to say, are there any songs that you don't dance to? I mean, you're a wonderful dancer.
Obviously, if I don't like the song, then probably. But like, if it has like a good beat, you're like, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. Yeah, I'll obviously dance.
Wait, you rap as well?
Rap, sing, dance, act, model.
Can you, what kind of rap? Can we hear something?
Yeah, I'll do a part of dappin'.
Oh, great. Love awesome.
That. I'll do the first verse. So, see, with each every move, I lose some tread down my shoes. And dimes, they start to look like pennies when standing next to my crew. But boy, you must be confused. I got about 20 of you. So, if they hate and ensue, I send some blessings at you.
I really liked it. Can you do it again?
I send some blessings at you.
Some blessings at you. Yeah.
I love that.
And there's like a line of 20 guys. Like, don't, right? I mean, it's like, did I hear that correctly? Like, there's 20 in the background for you.
I got about 20 of you.
It's like, I got about 20 of you. Do you know what I mean? So, like, don't think you're coming up here as number one because you have about 20 in the wings. Is that the situation?
Sure. We'll say that from now on.
P.S. Jordan is a blonde-haired, brown-eyed, golden locks from a storybook.
Yeah.
And got a little perfect face on her. Oh, you wouldn't know that
beautiful.
You would have those rap jams, those lyrical spitting fire out your mouth here on OMFG.
Fire, bro.
So much confidence, too. And it really does come across in your videos, too.
Thank you.
It's awesome. I love it.
If we asked for more rap, would it come? Because I want it.
Okay, I will finish the verse because I didn't finish it.
Okay. Wait.
Yeah, I'm sweet if you salty, don't lose your mind. If I dance, my girls follow like we a conga in line. You can cover my needs, well then you ain't worth my time. You better know what I'm worth before I'm pressing decline. Even when it hurts, I'ma get that play. Okay, wait, works, I'ma have my say. You a jerk, ain't worth like having my days, my trip. Okay.
What? Yes!
Awesome.
Yes. That's we got awesome. Into it. I loved it. Why did you try to keep that last part from us? That was so good.
You slay.
She like just sniffed that right out. She's like, there's more there. There's more.
I was like, I didn't finish. Done. I can keep going. It's fine.
Oh my God, that was really good. That's really good. I like
okay,
it.
Now what everyone in the studio could see and none of you at home can see, I just have to call it out. Is your mom behind you mouthing the lyrics?
You did?
Which is my favorite thing. Yes, mom.
Yeah. I mean, that's your number one. That's like your OG fan, your OG stan right there.
Number one from the day one.
I would say, and you know what? She is number one from the day one.
I was just going to say from day one, but then it came out number one from day one.
Number one from day one.
Well,
she
and that's
has
true.
That title. It is true.
Yeah, you laughed at me. I'm being serious. Number one from day one.
Yeah. From the jump.
Talk to us about those nails.
These claws. Well.
What's so they're kind of like pointy at the top. What is that called?
I really don't know. I just like when it has like a point because I like scratching things and like kind of like this. So when it's like my mom gets like a square and mm-hmm. I don't really like that because that's just like normal, right? I yell at you. Yeah. But yeah, so I just started getting this like. Cute, like, point. I don't know.
Rihanna has, like, a point.
Probably.
A lot of times. Hers are longer. You have a modified situation.
Yeah.
Yours are not. You're a 15-year-old point. You don't have a 31-year-old point.
Yeah, Zendaya has, like, the point, but they're also, like 8 feet long. Not 8 feet, obviously.
Yeah, no. You
but
have
it's, like,
a reasonable... that we use... But there, Sally Lee had a press on called an active length. You have an active length point.
Sure.
You know, it's active.
Sure.
It's active.
Oh, God.
You
so
can.
Good.
There is a term for that, and I'm trying to think of it because we have, there's someone on Instagram that is like a nail person that follows us, and I want, like, they're called something.
Why did I want to say coffin? Are they coffin nails?
Stiletto nails. Oh. They're stiletto nails. That's right.
Nice.
Yeah, coffin and stiletto. Okay. And they might be coffin, too. Whew. Because, you know, like a stiletto heel, like they come to a point. So you had a really funny thing on your website where you were talking about, or it was a little clip that you did or something along those lines, but you said, and I just loved it, seatbelts save lives, but they ruin car selfies. And I think that not enough people, you know, really take that message. They do ruin car selfies.
Yeah, I was taking some on the way here.
And so what do you do? Do you stop? Did you pull
or
over
just
to
shimmy
the side?
It down?
Well, yeah, I will just, like, pull it down because, like, when mm-hmm. I do a selfie, it's just, like, not, like, this far away.
Okay.
So, like, I hold it closer. So then, like, say if it's, like, right here, then you won't see it.
So she's doing about a shoulder-up selfie.
So yeah, I don't just take it off because, obviously, like...
Hello, safety first.
Safety first. But they do ruin
safety
selfies.
First, selfie second. I know.
That's great.
How is your selfie game strong? Or
I mean, on some days. Like today, I know I didn't wear makeup or anything. And
you don't need
it's
makeup.
It's kind of like a little rough day. But when I get like my makeup done for a shoot or something, then like my whole camera roll before I go through them is like sometimes like 30 selfies, but sometimes like 80.
Wow.
It's, like, really bad.
That's intense. Are you looking for something specific, or you just want as much as you can get from this look?
I'm such a perfectionist that I can't post, like, a bad selfie.
Right.
Because then people will just be like, whoa, like, I'm unfollowing her. She posted a bad selfie today.
Right. Terrible.
Expectations.
So terrible. Yeah. Maybe you've set the bar too high. You know what I mean? Maybe you need to show them that you can be without makeup so that they can relax. They can relax a little bit. You know, you've set the bar so high for them.
Well, I'm like, I do Snapchat too. And like I Snapchat my friends. And whenever I go over to my friend's house, like Brooke mainly, she'll take like the worst pictures of me and like zoom in all the way.
Mm.
And whoever has her Snapchat, like I'm very embarrassed because...
Do you think she's trying to play you, or?
Well, I mean, I have taken so many worse ones of her than she has of me. Because I will be like, my fans are on your Snapchat, and I don't want them to see this, so just delete it. But see, she doesn't really care.
I just don't even believe there could be a bad photo taken of you. I just don't believe it.
Oh, trust me.
No, I don't.
No, I don't either.
I have zero trust right here on that.
Yeah,
I'm with you. You're just like this beautiful little thing. I can't imagine.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
How many selfies do you think you take, like, on an average week? You just average it out.
Well, when I, like, go to take a selfie, it's usually 30 pictures.
Wow.
So.
To get the one.
And how, like, timing-wise? Are we talking that's, like, 10 minutes of your day, 20, 30?
Well, when I'm in the car, I mean, I just take it because.
You're not driving.
It doesn't, like, take up any time, obviously, because I'm driving.
Passenger.
I'm not driving.
Right.
Wait, so
oh,
she's 15.
I wish.
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to be able to, like. Do you, like, get, like, driver's training right now? Because my half birthday is this Sunday. So I could be getting my permit this Sunday.
You know what?
Saturday,
happy
Sunday?
Half birthday.
God bless half birthdays. I don't think I've
this
celebrated.
This is the only half birthday I know because, like, I, like, calculated it so I could, like, start it. But then I got too busy. So
it's like when you're your age, you're thirsty for a birthday. Like, we are trying to, you know, our half birthday.
We're not trying to have a half birthday.
I'm just
birthday.
Trying to be 16. I just need to drive.
Yeah. So so also, how much storage is on your phone? Are you deleting all?
I have the biggest.
Okay, great.
And 160.
Says the 100 style.
24, 64, I have no idea.
And then you're deleting the 29 baddies?
I always delete the bad ones.
Okay.
And then I'll keep like 4 edited ones.
Yeah.
Which I don't really edit them, obviously, because that totally looks fake when anybody, but like a filter.
I'll
keep the filter ones.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we have a couple of games for you.
Ooh, yes.
And we want to learn everything that you know.
Oh, good. That's not a lie, I promise.
We're going to hit you up for some lingo.
Yeah, I feel you know things.
We'll be right back.
OMFG.
Hey, everyone. I want to remind you of a great way you can help support the show and wolfpop.com at the same time, and that is through Amazon. You know Amazon. You love Amazon. And since you hopefully love OMFG too, here's a way that you can love both at the same time. The next time you want to shop at Amazon, don't go to amazon.com. That is for weirdos. Instead, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon. That'll take you to the same Amazon you know and love, and all the prices will be the great Amazon.com prices you know and love. But we'll get a sweet, sweet kickback. So you don't have to pay an extra dime, but OMFG gets credit from Amazon, and it really adds up and keeps us and the engineers and the microphones turned on and everyone really happy. So remember, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon and bookmark that puppy too, so that every time you need to buy batteries or a Kindle or a television or a cardigan or a last-second present for your loved one's birthday, you use our special link and you help us earn cash at the same time. Hooray!
OMFG.
And we're back with Jordan Jones. We were just talking about what a great rapper you are.
So good.
Thank you.
I
like it.
Okay, we're going to do a couple games, but really quickly, just because I know you tossed out a couple apps already.
Right.
What are your favorite apps on your phone right now?
Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram.
Insties.
Twitter.
Twits.
I don't think anything else.
That's it. That's what we're using.
Wasn't there something?
Yeah, not Periscope. We're talking
about YouNow.
What's YouNow?
It's pretty much exactly like Periscope, I guess.
It's
like video broadcasting, so I don't really know.
So it's just another format to have like basically a webcam on your person.
Yeah.
Okay. Do people know about this YouNow?
Yeah.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, but now we do. And it's YouNow, the words.
YouNow. So like
exactly
how you spell YouNow.
YouNow. Right.
Okay, great.
Got it.
We'll get that now.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game called Yo, What's This Old Person Famous For? Which is great because you walked in with a perfect shirt for that game.
I'm so nervous.
Now listen, if you don't know, it's because they're really old, okay? So it's not on you, it's on them. There is no pressure here.
So wait, I just said like yes or no? What is this?
We're going to get, let's like we said, you know, Jackie or Coco Chanel. What's she famous for? You would say designer.
Well, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like, I was thinking of the next things you're going to ask me. I'm definitely not going to know any of them.
Right. And that's okay. You can take a stab at it. There may be some kernel in the back of your mind where you go, oh, I think they do this. And
even
you
say if, it. Like, I definitely, like, know it,
yeah.
I don't want to sound stupid, so I'll be like, don't know it.
Because you'll not, you'll, it's on them. They're too old. That's
it's
the
on
problem.
Them.
Okay. It's on them.
You're 15.
You're in the winning position.
Okay.
You've got everything going
they're,
for you.
They're just about to
heads
lose.
Heads up, I will.
They are about to lose.
It's their fault they're so old.
Alyssa Milano.
No.
Nope. Pass.
Wait.
Go.
No.
Pass.
Okay. Wait, can you tell me, though?
Actress.
Oh, actress, yeah. Adam Sandler.
Oh, definitely.
What is he?
Favorite
there?
Movies.
Oh, okay.
50 First Dates, Blended.
Oh.
Grown-ups. I don't really remember.
That's beautiful.
Jack and Jill.
Oh, my God. You're like God. A super, you
this
stan
just
him.
My
favorite actor.
Someone's still watching his yeah. movies, and that's great for him.
Blended's like my favorite.
Oh, fun.
It's new, too. It's
I saw it. It was good.
By the way, Alyssa Milano, she was starring in an old-timey television show called Who's the Boss? And then mm-hmm. she was in like a witch show, Sisters Who Are Witches.
Yeah, we didn't. No one watched it. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch Mm-mm. that.
Charmed.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I saw Charmed 2. Is there a 2?
I don't think so.
No. I saw that, I think.
But maybe. Hmm. Cameron Diaz.
Actress.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, though.
Do you know what color hair she has?
Like golden, like brown, yeah. blondish?
Yeah, like you hit them all. Red, golden, brown, blonde? Yeah. That one.
Yay.
That was perfect.
Al Roker.
Nope.
Pass on Al. Sorry, Al.
Wait.
He's a weatherman on TV.
Like iCarly, the dad is the weatherman. That's so funny.
Yeah.
No, Drake and Josh.
What?
The Drake and Josh. He's a weatherman.
The dad is a weatherman on Drake and Josh. Is that a Disney show?
Nick
at Night? Nope.
just regular Nick.
Yep.
See, you can play this game back at us because I don't know what those shows are.
No, me either.
It's okay.
Carmen Electra?
That sounds familiar, but I don't know.
What do you think Carmen does?
No idea.
Yeah. She doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. I don't really know what to call her either.
You know what? She was on an MTV show back in the day called Singled Out? Right, Emily? Mm-hmm. Singled Out, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she was like in a lot of movies where she was just on the side, you know,
yeah,
just
no
a little.
Idea.
Yeah, she was like a hot chick.
A dime piece?
Yeah, a dime piece.
Ben Stiller.
Yes, actor.
Oh, cool.
Oh, have you ever seen...
Wait, isn't he in Night of the Museum?
You got it. Yay,
Woo!
Ben. Ben and Adam are
You're
sitting
doing great.
So pretty.
Goldie Hawn.
No.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
She's old.
She's too
it's
old.
It's her problem.
Unfortunately, she's too old. Danica Patrick?
Yes. Oh. I don't know, though. But that
But what do you get
familiar.
The sense of? What do you think she does?
Like an actress, maybe?
Yeah, she's actually drives cars.
A race
fast.
Car driver.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
My mom used to like that stuff.
Yeah.
Like the.
So you probably
Jeff
heard her.
Jeff Gordon was like her favorite.
Yeah.
24.
Mm. Debbie Gibson.
Nope.
Oh, man.
What?
She's old.
You know what? She was our Taylor Swift. She was my Taylor Swift. I'll speak for myself.
No. I'll just act like I know her then so that you guys aren't sad.
But like without all the talent and all the, like...
But she had a smoking perfume, which
was great. Perfume. She had one killer song that, like, just...
Which one?
Out of the Blue.
Nope.
Okay.
She also had Electric Youth.
Nailed it, though.
She did. Thank you. Nailed it. I'll take that. Thank you.
Monica Lewinsky.
Nope.
No.
Skip. Pauly Shore.
Nope.
Great. Thank God.
Hulk Hogan.
Nope.
Okay, interesting. I predict she knows this.
Okay. Biggie Smalls.
Rapper?
Yeah.
Boom.
Nailed it.
Okay.
That was a total guess.
Last but not least, Tori Spelling.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That felt great. Right. That felt right.
Woo! Wow, you
did. Was I supposed to know anything?
No. Nope. That was great. That was really all
Correct.
Okay.
It's all good.
This is an extension of that game.
Okay.
Called Who's Hotter. We're going to throw out.
Okay.
Two spicy
pairings.
Male personalities, celebrities.
Okay.
All around townies. And you
all
can just
townies.
Tell us if you know them, if you like one more than the other.
Okay.
If you don't, you can just say, I have no idea.
What if
idea.
I don't know them, though?
Exactly.
Oh, you
then
can just
skip.
Tell us. So, yeah, I have no
I
idea
know,
what you're
like,
talking about.
The new, like, popular people.
Some
I
of
guess.
These are oldies.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I probably
Yeah. Matt Damon or Ben Affleck?
Banks. I have no idea who the other person is.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah. Tom Cruise or George Clooney?
Tom Cruise.
Really?
I don't know who that person is.
You don't know. You know what? George Clooney, he deserves that right now. His ego is so big that you just paid us all and him a solid by taking him down a notch.
Great.
Dear George Clooney, Jordan Jones doesn't know you.
And
she, don't
she
know
loves
you.
Adam Sandler's recent movies.
Yeah.
Sit on that,
sit
sir.
On it, George. Just take yourself down a notch because that's what's up right now, 2015.
Here it is. Okay, Nick Jonas.
Oh.
She looked alive. Oh, sat up straight, yes.
Or Nicolas Cage.
Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
I performed with him on the Kids' Choice Awards.
Well. How did it go?
It went good.
What did you do?
Danced.
And
then,
you did it to the Jealous song?
Yes, right? Or is it Chains? No, Jealous. I had to go off for Chains because it was too inappropriate.
Yeah, that's nice. That's that great. Sense. Was that
Got
fun?
Me in the chains with the chains on the brain. I'll never forget this dance.
That's a good song.
She's doing the whole routine right
yes.
here. It's like we got our own private performance. I love this. Is Nick about to bust through the door?
Totally.
He's cute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zac Efron or Tim?
Zac Efron.
Zac
Efron.
Can I say, should we even? Because you might, because this is a good.
Fine.
Say it, but look, Channing Tatum.
No.
Okay.
No,
Why?
Barface.
Barface, big time.
Zac Efron is definitely, Zac Efron, Austin Mahone, and Dylan O'Brien are like the top.
Don't know Dylan O'Brien.
Don't know Austin Mahone.
What?
I do
you
know.
You don't know Dylan O'Brien.
No. Who is he? Why do I care?
I'm not even.
You have to. That's your job. You have to tell us why to care.
Okay. Teen Wolf.
Okay.
You guys know what Teen Wolf
MTV
is?
Series.
Michael J. Fox. Go on.
Okay, good. And Maze Runner.
And who is this?
Dylan O'Brien.
Okay. I'm gonna
And
look
he's
him up.
Teen Wolf.
Yes.
Okay.
And you like him?
Yes.
Okay. And. Where is he other than Teen Wolf? Does he?
I only know him from Teen Wolf and.
Oh, he's cute. I feel like you know what I feel like he was on the OC. Like, doesn't he have that face?
It goes
he
Zac
looks like
Efron,
that Adam Brody guy.
It goes Zac Efron, yeah. Austin Mahone, then Dylan O'Brien.
And Austin Mahone's a singer.
Yes.
And are you a Mahoney?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe you knew that.
I know that, sadly, from our friend Leah Palmieri, who is, like, in her... She just cracked... Well, I'm not going to shout out her age, but she should not be a Mahoney. Unfortunately, she is.
Yeah, that... Yeah.
You
okay.
know? Okay.
I love that when you Google
love
Austin
you,
Mahoney, abs come up. Just
Where?
Abs. It just says
oh,
abs.
Oh,
like, that's all people
want to
see.
I really want Becky G and him to date again, because...
Say that again?
I really want Becky G and Austin Mahone to date again.
Becky G
yeah.
and Austin Mahone.
Yeah, they were dating.
Who's Becky G?
Oh, my. She's like my favorite songs.
Oh,
Shower,
really?
Can't Get Enough.
How does I Can't Get Enough go?
It's taking me higher, losing my body, keep turning it up. Yeah, I can't get enough. I don't know the rest of it.
We are dapping
to this
freaking
song.
Freaking faces off right now.
No problem. Okay.
It was just something about
as
you.
Long as we're talking about dance moves.
Yeah.
I need to know.
But we need more pairings, though.
Oh, yeah.
We're done with, we're done with the pairings. Unless you want
no,
to do the last
one. No,
I want to do the last one.
She wants to do the last
okay,
one.
Okay, let's get it to her. I've, like, lost everything looking for
Barack Obama or Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. Is that really the question, though?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, then I don't even know what... No, don't even go.
Stumped. So what's like 15? Are people like, are you, does dating happen at 15? What's up?
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you and Brooke get boyfriends or date or whatever?
Me and Brooke have boyfriends right now.
You do?
Her boyfriend's name is Nick.
How do you know that? You
stalked you.
You cyber stalked her?
I stalked you.
Yeah. And you found out her BS. How did you get
Nick
at him?
Nick Wallace?
Emily, I'm embarrassed right now.
For me? Or yes. Yeah, it's true. I did. I stalked him. He's adorable.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, how did you find, and also Emily, please step back of Nick. Please let Nick, you know, he's living a life right now. Okay. How did you and Nick meet?
She's real, actually, like, shocker, my best friend's brother. Like, I knew my best friend for, like, 9 years, and I met him last year at her birthday party.
Okay, so your best friend.
Is it Brooke?
No, Lily.
Okay. Lily. Nick is her brother?
Yeah.
And you haven't even paid attention to him for 9 years?
No, I didn't. So I used to live in Michigan. She lived in Chicago.
Okay.
And so we would always go to this dance convention called Hall of Fame in Chicago. And, like, he would be there, like, swimming or something, but I'd never see him. Mm. And so when their whole family moved to L.A., it was right before her birthday. Oh. So when I went to her birthday party, I met him. And it was, like, almost exactly a year ago.
It's been together for a year?
No.
Oh. Okay.
5 months this Friday.
That's lovely. Well, I hope there are 5 more months.
At the very least.
Is Nick... So, okay. So, just circling back. Just to the, you know, who would you...
Austin Mahoney. Or?
Well... Yeah.
Austin Mahoney or Nick Wallace.
The Nick Wallace, obviously.
Okay.
Because he's a celebrity, and I'm not dating him, and I'm dating him.
This is going to be harder, so brace yourself. Nick Wallace, just be real. Here, we're all here.
Be real.
Be real. Or Zac Efron, be real.
Ooh, it hurts. It's a tough one.
Then,
okay.
Nick.
Oh, wow.
Take that, Zac Efron.
A lot of people got hits today.
Boom.
Zac got a hit. Clooney got a hit.
I don't know. So mean.
Biden got a hit. Elektra got a hit. Like
Debbie Gibson.
Hit. Lewinsky, she been getting hits, got hit again.
Oh, trouble. A lot of trouble. A lot of trouble we caused today.
Jordan, do you want to explain... Just parting words to whoever's listening, what you saw when we tried to get on that hoverboard situation. What did you see from us?
Well, it was your first time, obviously.
What is it called? What do you call it? I'm sorry.
A glider.
So Jordan came in with an amazing glider, which Emily and I have been dying to get on.
And she so kindly let us get on there, and we both almost fell on our faces.
What did you think? What did you see?
Well, I mean, I've let so many people, like, on them.
Right.
But I get scared, obviously, because I don't want anyone to fall.
Right.
So I was just scared that you guys were going to fall.
And we did.
We were scared, too.
Well, you did not fall on your face as bad as my mom.
Phew.com. Yeah, I mean, it was really fun. It looks easier than it is. It's very hard.
I've also had it for a while, too.
I know, but, like, I don't really... get it how because you get on it and you're wobbly and then you want to go somewhere and it doesn't move
because when you don't stand up and like stand up straight as we're all like
I know so it's really a core thing
yeah and I've been a dancer forever so I have like stomach I mean yeah
you've got core balance
okay
your core is lit
yeah
well I don't know what I'm saying.
You and your core and your rap skills and your love for your boyfriend that...
Nick Wallace.
Beat.
What's up, Nick Wallace?
Efron. Nick Wallace
shouting
is
you
what's up, Nick?
Great right now. It's all great. And where can we find you?
I'm on Instagram at Jordan Jones. And my Twitter is at JJ Jordan Jones. My Snapchat... And musical.ly, the new thing, is Jordan Jones 11.
What's that? Wait, really quick. What's musical.ly?
I just got it.
Okay.
It's kind of like Dub Smash. You can lip sync to anything.
Oh, okay.
But Dub Smash is more like Vines or like just like sentences, but like you could do a whole song.
Oh, it's kind of fun.
I don't.
Yeah. And how do you spell your name?
J-O-R-D-Y-N-J-O-N-E-S.
Okay, just in case people were going to spell like the old-timey version of Jordan, we want to give them the fresh 15-year-old 2015 version of Jordan. You know what I mean?
With a Y.
With a Y.
With a hot Y, with a lit-up Y sitting right there in the center.
One time in an interview, I said Jordan with a Y, and so people, like, they put my name, like, at the top, and they put J-O-R-D-Y-N-Y.
Oh, for
I was like,
Christ's
what?
Sake.
It's not like with a Y at the end.
Amateurs. Amateurs.
They didn't do their homework.
Great. We did it, guys.
All right. Thank you so much, Jordan.
Yeah. OMFG!
I thought I was going to die when I got on that glider.
We failed.
That's not an easy thing to do.
Looks easy.
The fact that we've been talking about this thing for weeks, I feel like we manifested it a little bit.
100%.
It walked into us. It rolled right over to us. We got to try it. I'd never want to try it again.
Felt like a lot of pressure. Everyone was looking at us. I feel like I needed time with just you in the padded room and that thing to just get my bearings.
I would have loved some protective gear.
Yeah. Like we needed some gear. We needed some time. We were spaztastic on it. You did marginally better than I did, but
no.
I did spin in a circle at some point.
You definitely spun in a circle.
But here's the thing. I thought to myself, I remember somebody saying, you think what you want it to do and then it does it. I was thinking, nothing was happening. And then I did think, spin in a circle, and it did spin.
It's wild.
But I don't know if that, but then I was thinking go forward and it didn't go forward.
What we've learned today is the power of the secret.
Yes.
You think positive thoughts and it will come to you glider style, circle style, everything.
We manifested most of it. What we didn't manifest was private time with it.
Exactly. I think we need to be very careful with what we ask for.
Very intentional.
Let's be wise with our words.
I like Jordan Jones. I liked her rapping.
Mm-hmm.
It was unexpectedly fun. And
she's very good.
Good.
Really good.
And she's fun.
Yeah, I liked her a lot. And I'm glad that we got a couple new apps under our belt.
Yeah.
Some musical.ly. I don't know what that is.
Some you know.
You now. We'll definitely have to download that.
I mean, we're just getting a handle on Periscope. Do we need another thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And she had coffin nails, a.k.a.
Stiletto
nails.
And
Austin Mahoney.
Which I knew. Becky G. I didn't know.
Becky G. I
don't
know
any of these.
And then I didn't. Who was that other guy? Did we write him? I don't know. Well, we did learn. This is probably the biggest takeaway.
Yep. I'm ready.
George Clooney.
Suck a dick.
Yeah. Sorry, G-Money.
Nope. Thanks so much for listening. And thank you specifically to Bane at Banecast. He writes to us, at OMFG Pod, for the record, I think you are both beautiful the way you are. Do you ever think that the youth need to keep up with us?
Well, Bane.
That is so sweet.
That's real special.
And no, the answer is no. We need to keep up with them.
We need to keep up with them.
But thank you so much for knowing that wisdom is beautiful.
I'm Deanna Raphael at Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And you can follow us at OMFG Pod.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.